Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pretty clear who's at the controls. 541. Nice to have you with us on a Friday morning. It is the one-up show with Al and Jerry. Today it's Rascona and Jerry. Al with the day off. A couple of other things from baseball from yesterday. So I want to ask you this question. I keep doing this. We'll get to the shifting in a second. This is more in terms of finances and baseball and what could be coming. So Shohei Ohtani goes out last night, gives you six innings, strikes out 10, doesn't factor in a decision as the Angels lose. They stink. They lose again. They lose to the A's 2-1 on a day where Ohtani pitches and hits and Trout's healthy. They lose 2-1 to the Angels. So here's my question to you. Everybody's sitting there theorizing, and this can go back to the Mets and the Yankees. You can apply this to any starter in Major League Baseball. This isn't 1950 anymore where the starters go out there and pitch nine innings and they have every bit to do with whether you win or lose. Ohtani goes out there, gives you six scoreless innings, a bit wild, fair enough, but he strikes out 10. He's doing great things. We all assume Steve Cohen's going to make a run at him next year, and people think he's going to make $80 million a year because he pitches and hits.
I think the Dodgers make a run at him, though.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Maybe the Yankees will, too. Who knows? But let's get back to starting pitching. Why are we paying these guys $40 million a year when they don't even factor in decisions? Like, the idea that even Max Scherzer got the win yesterday, Max Scherzer left that game tied. Now, I know because of the rules and the Mets scored for him in the top of the seventh, he's the winning pitcher. He left tied. And we pay these guys like they go out there and they give you nine innings, two-run ball, and I never understood why they get the most money. And it's not like if you get a great performance, the win is locked up. It's not. It's not even close to locked up.
Right, but they keep you in the game. If you have a pitcher, starting pitcher, if you have a garbage starting pitcher that's going to start for you because you don't want to spend the money on starting pitching, you're setting the tone. You're setting yourself up for your baseball team to start.
There's two different things here. That's, yes, you're 100%
right. It's the most important position on the baseball diamond. Except similar that it, to like the quarterback not, position
though,
in football.
Except that it's not.
I believe
because
that
they
the
don't
starting,
win.
Okay, but
what's
I believe.
What's Jacob deGrom's record?
Well, if you had Tyler McGill starting yesterday, would it have been tied?
I have no idea.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, all right. Good. Yes. But you have a better chance of Tyler McGill getting smacked around for seven runs in the first three innings than you do Max Scherzer, who's a bona fide Hall of Famer.
Okay. If Tyler McGill is your one starter lining up against Sandy Alcantara.
Right.
I'm not saying you don't need good starting pitching. That's not what I said.
Okay.
What I said is why are they the top paid players in the sport? That's what I'm saying.
Because I believe that starting pitching is your most important position on the baseball
diamond.
Okay,
the Yankees have Garrett Cole. They win last season?
No, but they went to the ALCS. Garrett Cole pitched 200 innings. He was one of seven pitchers in Major League Baseball to pitch 200
innings. Understood. But
the guy's an animal.
He's there every game. I'm not saying you're not wrong.
Right.
He still throws to an ERA of 3.5, not 2.5, not 1.5, 3.5. He's giving up 3.5 runs a game. It's not like he's shutting you out for seven innings. And then when he comes out of these games, the games aren't, they're not even remotely over. Again, I'm not saying you don't need great starting pitching. I understand. I agree with you. I don't get why they get paid the amount of money they get paid.
They get paid.
They pitch once every fifth game. And if it ain't good, you get a good start once every 10 games.
If you said, I get it, you need good starting pitching, then that's your answer right there. That's why they're getting paid all that money, because you need good starting pitching,
good.
Just like you said.
But do you need it in October?
You're paying these guys. You're not paying Max Scherzer last year for the Mets. Well, listen.
It didn't work out very well, did it?
They fell flat on their face.
Because Scherzer and DeGrom stunk.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what'd they get paid for then?
But DeGrom fell flat on his face still doesn't... It still doesn't mean he's not the best pitcher in baseball. He's still the best pitcher in baseball. We were just talking about
him. I love DeGrom. Didn't want to see him go anywhere.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you're getting paid to do what exactly? Just to keep us in games?
Correct.
Well,
yes.
I can do that with good starting pitching.
But you need good starting pitching. In order to acquire good starting pitching, you need to spend the money on starting pitching.
I'm disgusted by starting pitching.
I mean, listen, I understand that you're talking about workload versus their paycheck. They don't have a huge workload. They're not earning their paycheck or not earning the $45 million a year that they're getting paid for. But the position itself is so important to keep your team in a game, to start your game. Like you said, your words, not mine, you need good starting pitching.
Good.
If you don't have good starting pitching, you're going to be up S's Creek without a paddle, like the Detroit Tigers.
No, timeout. The Detroit Tigers don't even have a lineup.
Right. Well, that's a minor league baseball team. Okay.
But I guess where I'm going is...
They're not spending the money.
Wouldn't it make more sense to have five solid starters and a better lineup of position players making more money that can do more damage offensively than have two guys making $80 million and then fill it in with the other three?
That's your philosophy. When Jerry Recco becomes the GM of a Major League Baseball team, we'll see it actually come to fruition if it actually pans out.
Maybe, but you get my point.
I get your point. And you're basically juggling workload compared to how much they get paid. They don't have a huge workload anymore. It's not like these guys are going seven.
Would
or
you
eight
agree
innings.
The Astros were fantastic last year?
Yes.
Okay. Justin Verlander, how'd he pitch in the postseason?
Great. Like, the playoffs, terrible in the World Series.
Terrible in the World Series.
Awful.
And yet they won games.
Right. But
why?
Because you could argue also the fact they wouldn't be there without Verlander during the whole season anyway.
Okay, fair enough. He was good.
Yes.
Did he pitch nine innings?
No.
Did they have a good bullpen?
Yes.
That's a part of it.
I agree.
If your bullpen
you
is
need
not
a good
outstanding,
bullpen
your starting pitching is
right.
irrelevant.
You need a good bullpen, too, and you need to pay those guys as well. That's why Edwin Diaz got the payday he got.
But he only pitches $20-something million?
Yeah, and he only
you
pitches
can make
one
the
inning
case
a night.
He's more important than the other guys because he could be out there four out of every six
but
nights.
But to your point, he's getting paid a boatload of money to
but
pitch one
like
inning
that.
Every now and then.
But every game. Every game, you rely on him. These guys, I mean, my God, we sit there and applaud a guy that makes 25 starts.
You don't rely
a year.
On Edwin Diaz every game because if the Mets are up
four out
six
of every
to
six.
Two, right, right,
four
yes.
out of every six,
yes,
you
roughly.
Need him out there.
Yes.
Four out of every seven,
correct,
a hell of a lot more than the starting pitcher, a hell of a lot.
But
more
But you need
than
that
starter
pitcher. Every fifth day. You need him every fifth day to go in there, like Gerrit Cole does every
30...
fifth day.
Okay,
go
great.
And he's out there every
so,
day. You can hang your hat that Gerrit Cole's going to be out there every fifth day for that New York Yankee
winning,
team, and
but
pitch
not
well.
Winning every fifth
well,
day.
Well, you can't guarantee you win in any sport.
No, but you see, again, I feel like my point's being lost. I'm with you that you need really good starting pitching, but I'm not with you that they should be the highest paid players in the game. This is across. They shouldn't be. I'm sorry.
In my mind, you need good starting pitching, and that starting pitching position is the most important position on the baseball
How's
team.
The Phillies starting pitching?
Good.
It's good. It's mm-hmm. not great. It's good.
It's good.
It's good. Where yes. were they last year?
They were in the World Series.
Why? Their offense was outstanding.
I think it was a combination.
It was a good balance.
Yes. Yeah, it was a good balance. They caught fire at the right time, which can happen in baseball.
Right.
Especially in the postseason.
There's examples
Same
all over
the
place.
Mets fell off the face of the earth at the end of the season and got swept by the Padres.
Real quick, so I don't want to keep bringing this up. Did you see what
Let's
this...
Let's agree no, to wanna... disagree.
No, I win.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Royals, so the Royals used this shift against Joey Gallo yesterday. Did you see this at any point?
Is this where they moved the center fielder over to shallow
right? It might have been the left fielder or the center fielder, whatever
right,
it was.
Right.
Played. They call it the rover outfield position.
Yeah, it's like the Bill Belichick bending the rules now.
Yes.
This is what we're going through.
So Gallo hits a base hit, which should be a base hit, into shallow right field. The outfielder then on his transfer drops the ball, Gallo safe at first. Hit or error?
That is an error.
All right, so
that's
I'm going to
not a base hit.
I'm going to ask you this question now. Correct. That's how they scored it.
Yeah.
Now I'll ask you this question. Regular lineup. Guy hits a screaming line drive to right field.
Mm-hmm.
Regular left fielder, regular center fielder, regular right fielder. Right fielder comes up looking to fire to first, drops the ball, hit or error.
Catches the ball
on a hop.
This is a base hit on a hop. Catches the ball. Loses it on the transfer to try to throw to first.
Looks like he's going to have a chance.
That is a base hit.
Why? What's the difference?
They're both
in right field.
Yeah, but it's a way tougher play to make. It's almost the percentage of that right fielder making the play to first to throw him out at first is minimal.
But it's a screaming line drive.
I get it. I understand that. But for him to pick up the ball and throw to first all in one motion is the percentage of him making that play.
The percentage
of him making that play is minimal.
10%. And we only see it. I saw it in Tampa a couple of years ago. It doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
But once in a while, you get a guy that tries to throw the guy out at first. I just thought it was interesting that that's not an infielder that's, you know, five steps in the outfield. That's the legit outfielder out there on right field. I mean, poor guy can't buy a base hit.
And that's so it was. So it was a.
They scored an error. They scored an error.
Okay.
But my thought was if that's just the regular right fielder, I think it scored a hit.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I would because again, I think the scorers when they take errors and hits into consideration, I think at least for me when I score, I still play. I play 18 and over men's league baseball, and I run the book. I still take into when I rule a hit or an error, I take into account how hard the play is to make in the field.
Official scoring in your future. did you see the man in Los Angeles propose to his girlfriend in the outfield?
I did, and then get mauled.
That's one of the greatest tackles I've ever seen off a football field.
I mean, it was unbelievable. And he was down on one knee. I don't think he, in his peripheral, if I could speak, peripheral. Is that right? Am I saying that
right?
Yeah,
go with it.
Okay.
In his vision.
I don't think he saw him at all because he was like wiped off the face of the earth. It was unbelievable.
Do we know if she said yes or no?
You know, I tried to figure that out, and I don't know if she said yes. I hope she did for his sake after getting arrested.
If she said no, think about that night in prison.
Oh, my God, forget it. I mean,
he's in jail, might have lost the ring,
right.
Don't even know, because if that thing went flying, I imagine they'd
give
it back
to him. Well, if she says
no,
it could be a blessing in disguise, right? Depending, right?
Who's listening right now? Run!
That could have been the best thing that happened to you, buddy.
No comment. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. Devils beat the Rangers, if you didn't hear, 2-1. Devils beat the Rangers 2-1. We'll talk to Boomer coming up in just a couple of minutes. We've got Boomer and Gio at the top. Right now on Odyssey Sports Minute, Amy Lawrence, the pitch clock, opening day. Let's talk.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
We've got a couple minutes left. We got the Boomer and Gio coming up in about a minute and a half. The Mets and Yankees won an opening day. Devils beat the Rangers last night 2-1. Also found out Julius Randle out at least 2 weeks, then be reevaluated. That's a problem, by the way, for the Knicks, because that means who knows when he's back. And you got the playoffs a few weeks away.
We'll see if they can win without him.
One other thing that you brought up during the break, and you're so right about, is the pitch clock on the screen. So, like, the Yes Network didn't have it up, I don't think, for the entire...
It bothered me yesterday.
Like, if you're going to sit there and hit us over the head with the Yes app,
right.
Can you put the pitch clock up? It shouldn't be that hard.
It made me think something was up. Like, they almost, like, you know, the rule is not going to be enforced. That's what I thought.
They're going to enforce this thing.
But if I don't see the clock on the screen, I felt like they were doing it for a reason. They were keeping it from us.
Maybe if you don't see it as a viewer, you don't think about it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I suppose.
I was talking about that with a buddy of mine. I'm like, notice that the clock isn't on the screen. I find that odd.
I found it. Now, you don't have the play clock in football on the screen either. except when it gets to like 5 seconds, sometimes they'll flash it on the screen.
Right.
But that to me is something, if you're yes, you got to put it up there, especially as a viewer. It's been such a big topic all off season.
Well, that's why I was like, something's odd. Why you would think they'd be shoving it down our throats, this pitch clock, and we didn't see it. And then even with SNY, I don't think they put it on until the fourth or fifth inning yesterday.
See, I listened to the first three, but when I got to the game, it was there.
Okay.
So that I'm not 100% sure about.
I watched it from beginning to end, and I didn't see it until about the fourth.
WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.